What we have here is a painting called Elysium, which was initiated and devised in 1973. There is something very vibrant in the air when you are looking at one of these works.
Bridget Riley always begins her projects with watercolors to experiment with the colors and shapes she intends to use in paintings. Sheena Wagstaff explains the artist is after a certain impact.
It's not formulaic. It's not based on any sort of mathematical construct. It is based entirely on the way that colors resonate with one another and how by putting, particularly in this case, one colored line next to another, causes a kind of resonance, which if you look at this painting, you can see colors literally coming in and out depending on where you put your gaze on the canvas.
As a student, Riley encountered the work of European masters from the Renaissance through post-impressionism. She has said that the work of Georges Seurat fascinates her, especially his pointillist technique, or use of small dots of complementary colors that he builds up into detailed, almost oscillating forms. She adapts elements of this approach in her own work, essentially deconstructing the color combinations and figures.
It's a deeply honed, intuitive approach to the way that we understand color and line.
The title, Elysium, references the tradition of pastorals, or poetic sweeping landscapes, in which human figures are in sync with, or even dwarfed, by nature.
You have a direct visceral response to the scale of something that you are encountering. It also, of course, is deeply attractive, which is why you first encounter it, through the optical buzz that it gives you, where the colors literally are coming into your space. It's a very emotive painting, and what is even more empowering is this feeling that this painting is waiting for you to encounter it so that you activate it, you literally activate its color power.